This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today our study of the great Bible subject, and one in which every person is or ought to be interested, that is the topic of human suffering. And we have been talking in particular about the benefits of suffering. And I call your attention first of all today to this great benefit, that it helps us to see the value of the right kind of sympathy. Not all sympathy is good for the one who is suffering. Sometimes sympathy, which causes the sufferer to be filled with self-pity, tends to be destructive. The right kind of sympathy lovingly recognizes the problem and faithfully points the way to the solution. Jesus Christ pointed sufferers to the solution to their suffering. He viewed the suffering through the eyes of the one who was suffering and then pointed the way to the right attitude toward and the right action in the midst of suffering. This should be the aim of all who seek to sympathize with those who are suffering. By observing efforts which give the wrong kind of sympathy, the sufferer learns better how he himself should be able to sympathize with other people. And then again, we note this great value of suffering. It helps one to better realize the value of a kind word. When thinking about one who is suffering, the average person is apt to say, "Why bother with saying a kind word to him? It will mean nothing to him." But friends, as a matter of fact, when a person has gone down into the valley of the shadow of death and suffering, his own heart is made more tender, and he can better see the value of a kind word, a hand clasp, and a comforting pat on the shoulder. With what tenderness and thanksgiving the sufferer remembers the person who said a kind word for, or who has prayed for him. Again, we see another great benefit of suffering, in that it helps one to see that the darkest hours may precede those which are the brightest. Someone has well said that cowards die 1,000 deaths before they really die. Men of deep faith and great courage die but once. Those of little faith and small courage often give up in despair when, without their realizing it, they were on the verge of victory. Many people in moments of utter despair have taken their own lives when, if they had but had the faith, the patience, and courage to hold on for just a little longer, the darkness of despair would have vanished with the brightness of better things to come. In fact, the story is told of a man who, on an intensely cold, dark night during which a blizzard was blowing, trudged wearily almost all night long through deep drifts of snow and against a driving, cutting north wind. Finally, after looking and looking for some kind of shelter, in despair and discouragement, he sank to the snow-covered ground and went to sleep. The next morning, a farmer opened his door and saw the man's outstretched fingers, now frozen in death, only a few feet from the door, through which he would have found warmth, food, and continued life. But he gave up just a few seconds too soon. A person enduring suffering is much like a horseman, riding through a forest in a deep, rocky valley with many dangers all about. While going down into the valley, the horseman may despair of ever being able to get out of it and back up on the mountain where the sun is shining brightly. But without his even being aware of it, the ground begins to rise gradually and trees to thin out and the rocks to grow smaller. Then suddenly he bursts out of the forest and on top of the mountain, and lo, the sun is shining brightly. With great joy, the rider turns in his saddle and surveys the dark, rocky valley through which he had just ridden and says to himself, "Why was I anxious while I was down there? Why was I afraid while I was in the valley? Why did I not trust the Lord who loves me? Besides, now that I am here, I can see that the valley is not nearly so bad as it looked to me while I was down there in it." My friends, may every one of us learn to trust God as Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 teaches us to do.